There's a rather charming painting from 1753 by one Arthur Davis showing an aristocratic couple in the grounds of their estate in Derbyshire. Sir Nathaniel Curzon looks on admiringly while Lady Caroline Curzon sits under a tree in a beautiful silk dress and plays the mandolin. Lady Curzon must have been at the forefront of fashion, as this particular Neapolitan mandolin had only just arrived in England. It's different from other mandolins, as it has a movable bridge and is strung with wire strings and played with a quill. It's helpful that it shares the same fingering as the violin, and some sonatas even state that they can be played on either instrument. In literature and art of the Georgian period, this instrument is usually played by women. It seems to have been an alternative to the harpsichord. An advert from London states, "The smallest may be managed by young ladies from 7 to 10 years old, and others by ladies from 10 upwards." A book called Easy Phraseology for the Use of Young Ladies Learning Colloquial Italian considers the following phrase to be a useful one to learn. "If my daughter had so fine a voice as yours, I would also have taught her singing and playing at the same time on the harpsichord, or at least the mandolin." Musicians came over from France and Italy to perform on the mandolin in Britain. One of these was the Italian violinist Girolami Stabilini, who took over the St. Cecilia Hall Orchestra concerts in Edinburgh. He played both violin and mandolin and was often asked to perform his own set of variations for mandolin. These variations disappeared for 2 centuries, but have recently been found in the library of Stellenbosch University under the title The Favourite Minuet with Variations and Jig. Here's that jig, played by the Italian group that specialise in early mandolin music, Arte Mandoline. It is preceded by a gentle larghetto by one Giovanni Francesco Weber from his 4th mandolin sonata. Thank you. was the Larghetto from Giovanni Francesco Weber's fourth mandolin sonata, and it was followed by a jig by Girolami Stabellini.